Title: Retrenchment on Cuban Sanctions, The Search for a Middle Ground. Content: The Trump administration has made good on its promise to cut back on the liberalized Cuban policy implemented by the Obama administration with a new regime that introduces new travel restrictions as well as broad prohibitions on direct financial transactions between persons subject to the jurisdiction of the United States and parties on a new Cuban restricted list, CRL, that has been published by the State Department. The new Cuba restricted list. The new regulations add a new section 515.209 to the Cuban Assets Control Regulations, CACR, prohibiting direct financial transactions with parties on the new CRL, which names approximately 180 Cuban entities, including 80 hotels all across the island. New section 515.209 is unusual in that it expressly prohibits only direct financial transactions, which are further specified as limited to situations where the person on the CRL is either the ultimate beneficiary or originator on a wire, credit card charge, check, or payment of cash. This seems clearly to permit indirect transactions, i.e., payments to third parties in Canada, Mexico, or Europe that one is aware will later be followed by a separate wire, charge, check, or cash payment by that party to a CRL party. Section 515.201(c), however, remains in the CACR and continues to prohibit actions that have the purpose or effect of evading or avoiding the basic prohibitions on dealing with Cuba in 515.210(a) and (b). It remains to be seen, therefore, whether OFAC will view indirect transactions with CRL entities as permitted by the expressly limited wording of 515.209 or prohibited by the long-standing evasion and avoidance provision in 515.201(c). Effect of the CRL on general licenses. The new regulations also add a new section 515.421 providing that transactions ordinarily incident to transactions authorized by general or specific license do not include transactions with those on the CRL if the general or specific license expressly excludes such direct financial transactions. Such an express exclusion has been added to 18 of the general licenses in subpart 500 of the CACR, which means that whenever a CRL person could be involved, it will be necessary to sort through the general licenses to see whether one is available that does not have the CRL exclusion. This will have an impact on many sectors. It applies, for example, to powers of attorney, 515.530, negotiation of contracts, 515.534, informational materials, 515.545, family visits, 515.561, professional meetings and research, 515.564, educational and people-to-people travel, 515.565, religious activities, 515.566, public performances, 515.567, activities of private foundations, 515.576, imports from Cuba of internet services and software, 515.578, and third country conferences, 515.581. It also affects financial transactions, 515.584, with the exception of transactions for medicine, exports of telecom or internet services for the Cuban people, or the air and sea transport for permissible travel. The CRL exclusion does not apply to several of the general licenses, for example telecom transactions, 515.542, authorized exports, 515.559, humanitarian projects, 515.575, and insurance, 515.580. Personal travel. The personal travel rules are changed so that educational travel fitting the rules as of January 27, 2011 is still permitted, but travel not authorized as of that date that became permissible under the Obama administration's later rules must now take place with an accompanying person subject to U.S. jurisdiction who is employed by or represents the sponsoring organization, and when there is no tour group, the accompanying representative must have a letter establishing his role on behalf of the sponsoring organization. There is grandfathering of previously arranged travel. There are also additional criteria for people-to-people travel and travel to support the Cuban people. Cuban policy has been to require new hotels to be under Cuban government ownership. As a result, direct booking of travel to Cuba by U.S. travelers is effectively being limited to private accommodations or other lodging one can find that is not owned by a CRL entity. Cruises may gain a notable advantage as a means of visiting Cuba compared to airplane flights since they avoid the hotel problem. Business travel, as noted above, the provisions of 515.542 or 515.559, which allow sale of telecom services A.